بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. تسيدا شارف هوا بلا بدادا شيخ حضرة حكيم محمد أخطر صاحب تامر رحمة الله عليه لتايت الله وذا أشاري يين عام آه سهر ديكته يين عام آه سهر ديكته مدینہ کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، یا انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینہ کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمانوں کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، بفرتے محبت بشوق نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، بفرتے محبت بشوق نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر
تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر، تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں، جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں، تو پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں، جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں، تو پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں، جو جالے پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں، جو جالے پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں، اے اختر انہیں چشمِ تر دیکھتے ہیں، جو جالے پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں، اے اختر انہیں چشمِ تر دیکھتے ہیں، یا انعام آہِ سحر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، ما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, who was an embodiment of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And to get the love of Allah, you have to get the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to get the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have to have the love of the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we have to can't make enough shukr. Allah has brought us in this majlis to learn this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we have to learn to love the lovers of Allah, our Shaykh, our Mashayikh. And then we'll get an idea of how to get the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hazrat is explaining here what is the sign that when a person wants the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then he desires that great personality who Allah has sent to teach us His love. He'll always be desiring, when can I be in the company, in the majlis of the greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the sign of that is, middle of the night a person gets up and a person is begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, a useless being like me, who's not worth being in the presence of your beloved, please, you also take me and let me be right at the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when a person cries and makes dua like this to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then as Hazrat is teaching us, this is only the fadl and karam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It's no person's money, it's no person's context, it is only by Allah's grace that a person can be making ziyarat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat is explaining, ye in aam aahe sahar dekhte hai. And Hazrat also is teaching us here that this is Allah Ta'ala's very great special bounty and favor upon that servant who is crying middle of the night. Aahe sahar, that is at the time of tahajjud, a person is taking out deep sighs. Oh Allah, I also want to be at the threshold of your beloved and my beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat says, just keep on crying. And now you see the fruits of that crying. So Hazrat says, I see the fruits of this crying of mine. Ye in aame aahe sahar dekhte hai. Madina ke sham o sahar dekhte hai. That now I see the fruits of that tears of the time of tahajjud, that deep sigh. I'm shocked that now I am seeing the beautiful the morning and evening of Madina Sharif. Me and present in Madina Sharif, am I dreaming or is it a reality? But Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala sees the talab, the desire of a person, and Allah Ta'ala's fazl comes upon a person, and just through the barakat of these majalis and our mashayikh, that a person starts making dua for these great, great ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Just to be 1 minute present in the company of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the whole world's price can't pay for it. So a person, when you realize this, then Hazrat explains that jisse aapka ba khabar dekhte hain, usse ghaib se be khabar dekhte hain. That, oh, either Hazrat is addressing Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam present, or Allah Rabbul Izzat, that, oh, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those who we see that know you, that is, forget the personality of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is beyond our imagination. But the great qualities and the character of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person who gets an idea, an iota of the seerah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you see, is not interested in anybody else. He is not talking about foolish people, sports and all those, politicians. He's got his own mind, he's not even worried about those things. Similarly, when a person gets this iota of the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then a person starts getting the marifah, the recognition of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then that person who gets the recognition of Allah is not interested in the things of this world. In other words, he'll be carrying on doing his things, but the things of this world won't affect him. He won't worry about personalities, conditions, etc. He'll be totally unmindful, so to say, about all these things. And Hazrat further teaches us, غلامی سے تیرے غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں. What is the sign of the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That now you become the true humble slave of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, learn to hold on steadfast onto the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what will be your position? You become a slave. Allah Ta'ala will make you envious by the malaika will envy you. Like we see Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when Allah mentions what great personalities they became, Rijal, that these became men, why they became the true slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from there, only for the love of Allah, they learn the slavery of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat through Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they gave their lives and their souls for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see the malaika all the time envying Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That Allah Ta'ala even send them in a battle to assist the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So we should also make dua, Allah give us an iota of this reality. Then Hazrat further explains, where can we understand the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Just the resting place of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone is so splendid and so great in the eyes of Allah that chajaldi jo hai sab gumbad pe hardam usse rash kam so kamar dekhte hai. Hazrat is explaining to us that Allah's special focus of Allah's noor, Allah's tajalli, Allah's very special noor and Allah's rahmat that is descending upon just the Mubarak dome of where under Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. That special focus of the noor of Allah is such that even the we see that even the bright moon and the bright brilliant sun is also envying that what noor is being Allah Ta'ala's noor on Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sun feels shy, the moon feels shy. They are actually getting their light through the barakat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine a person who brings alive the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That person will become nurani, he'll become blessed. And we should get out of all the filthy lifestyle of everything besides sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the noor of iman will start spreading in the world. Then Hazrat explained, a true lover of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Sharif, he doesn't focus the present, so to say, modern day Medina Sharif. When he thinks of Medina Sharif, he thinks of the original Medina Sharif. The beautiful, simple homes of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. So Hazrat says, Medina ka geography dekhkar hum ajab hal qalb o jigar dekhte hain. That we just see the geography of that Medina Sharif, then a lover of Allah, you see his heart has got a different condition. that he just thinks, what was the life of the king of both the world, Sayyidul Anbiya, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then his lovers and his beloved Sahaba who were like the slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a simple life they lived. Where can we ever imagine? Where can we compare to that? Not even an iota. So Hazrat is teaching us that just those who love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love Sahaba Rajan, the way they will love Medina Sharif, that they will think of the original Medina Sharif. And when the thought comes to them, automatically, your beloved, nobody will have to tell you, think of your beloved. Nobody will have to tell you, imagine your beloved is in front of you. Hazrat says that tasawwur mein aata hai jab sabz gumbad, to iman ko garam tar dekhte hai. Myself, I have to see and ponder over my life. Do I ever think of the beautiful green dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Wherever you can be in the world, if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love is in our heart, while you're reading durood, you just think, look at the beautiful green dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That dome gets so honored because Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting there under. So Hazrat says, when you just in your mind, that tasawwur just comes automatically, and you see, like the person who teaches us about the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Shaykh, automatically the tasawwur, the picture of your Shaykh will come in front of you. Nobody will have to tell you things, so there's no question here whether this is permissible or not. This is supposed to be a natural thing. So Hazrat says, that is a sign that you see your iman is just getting more stronger, more strength, more vibrant your iman is becoming. When you just think of the beautiful green dome, what can be said when you're reciting durood and you're thinking of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and making an effort to practice, then Hazrat says that the sign of that iman will be bafarte muhabbat bashoke nazar hum madina ke dar wa diwar dekhte hain. What extreme love, and the person is overtaken with the anxiousness just to see the beautiful the walls of Medina Sharif. That Medina Sharif will be thinking of that simple homes, that beautiful gullies, but they were full of noor. Today the outward picture and glitter and glamour of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hotels etc., got no noor. The real noor was that beautiful time when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, simple home. And then Hazrat put the paints a beautiful picture. He says, Hazrat Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu, Farooq Azam radhiyallahu anhu, Usman Ghani radhiyallahu anhu, Ali Haydar radhiyallahu anhu, tasawwur mein unke ghar dekhte. We are picturing their homes. How their beautiful, simple homes near the house of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Always anxious to come to the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What simplicity they loved. They were the kings of the world, of both the worlds. Jo roza-e pehazir salatin huwe, to pindar-e zair huwe zabar dekhte hai. Hazrat says, still today you'll see, whichever person can be a king of the world, a person can be what position in the world, he can be a prime minister, but when he comes in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forgets about all his position, all his status, he forgets, he realizes, where I have come, in the presence of the King of Kings. And a person, on the one hand, you are worried and you're shivering to stand in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the other hand, you know Allah has sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam as rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy to mankind. And we beg and hope Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for us tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. And then Hazrat finally mentions, jo jali pe salli ala sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke rahe, keh rahe hai, e akhtar unhe chashme tar dekhte. Hazrat addressing himself and teaching us that see, whoever has went there, they will give evidence that whoever stands in front of the beautiful presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in front of those doors that they have put, those gates, you see, whoever is standing is durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tears are rolling down his eyes and thinking that what great favor Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did to us. So we should also become loyal to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam by shunning the lifestyle of everything other than the sunnat lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and increase our durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim. Amma ba'd. We bring the chapter on staying in the company of the righteous and the pious. And then Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi says that all the hadith and the Quranic ayat show you must sit in the company of the pious. But there is another thing also, if you cannot sit in the company of the pious, then study the books of the pious people of the past. So so that their excellent life conditions may be learnt, because this brings about the same benefit as sitting in their company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَكُلَّنْ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, and that all that we relate to you of the accounts of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, whereby we strengthen your heart. This is one of the benefits of relating the stories of the pious. That is, the heart is strengthened and consoled in the sense that just as they, the pious of the past, remain firm on the truth, so must we. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped them by virtue of their sabr, He will help us for our firmness. Allah ta'ala makes reference to this in another verse of the Quran, that إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلْنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. We help our messengers and the believers in the life of this world, and we will help them on the day of Qiyamah, when the witnesses, the angels, will stand. Allah's help in the year after is obvious in the sense that those who are obedient to Him will be successful, while those who are disobeyed Him will be failures. As for His help in this world, it could be in the form of success for believers, or it could happen that those who are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala enjoy power over His obedient ones. But He will be certainly enable the believers to exact revenge. History bears testimony to this. We are also consoled by these stories by thinking that just as the past people will be great in the year after by virtue of remaining firm on deen, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلِّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ عَمَلُوا عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنَّا عَمِلُونَ وَانْتَظِرُوا إِنَّا مُنْتَظِرُونَ. Say to those who do not believe, continue acting according to your ability, we are also acting, and wait, we are also waiting. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us greatness also if we remain firm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Those who are pious shall be above the disbelievers on the day of Qiyamah. In one hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, the one wants to adopt a certain way permanently must adopt the way of those who have passed on, who have passed away, because there is still the possibility of a living person slipping up. That is, a living person's way can be adopted as long as he remains on the path, but he can slip up also. Those whose path can be permanently adopted are the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith says, the ending, as far as possible, make their character and habits the standard. Adopting the characteristic and ways of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu will only be possible if we know what they are. It thus becomes essential to read books which contains their biographies. The Quran Kareem contains many stories of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, the ulama and awliya, so that we may emulate them. This is gauged from the verse, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُمُ قَتَلِهُ. These were the people whom Allah Ta'ala guided, so follow their path. In the same way, the ahadith contain many stories of these personalities. Most hadith collections dedicate a chapter entitled The Book of Stories. This too proves the benefit of such incidents and the need to be engrossed with them. That is why the pious personalities have always paid a particular attention to compiling books containing stories of this nature. The after Hazrat Amir Rahmatullahi mentioned certain kitabs, and he says you should try to read them and listen to them. It will be better if you can find an alim to read them to read them to you. And then he mentions many stories, many books here. These are all in the Urdu language. And some of the books he says you should be careful of certain places. It shouldn't be read by the ordinary people. But anyhow, we can ask the ulama-i kiram, try to read the kitabs of the pious people of the past. In today's time, we have Hayat al-Sahaba, very simple in English, Hikayat al-Sahaba of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh. And there are many, many other stories of the awliya Allah, the pious people. So and the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam also favored. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to have ta'aleem daily in our homes and to bring these qualities into our lives.